Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the Minister for Social Protection and Fianna Fáil TD for Mayo, Dara Cailleary, joins me on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Before we begin on your own brief, can I get some reaction from you on your plans by your colleague, Jim O'Callaghan, the Justice Minister, to increase the number of deportation flights? We've just been speaking about it here. I mean, the government obviously believes this is necessary, but it also points to major failures by the previous coalition in that it wasn't explored or pursued sooner, particularly now if you say it's showing such immediate results.
Well, I think Jim has made it very clear since he was appointed that he's going to reframe our entire immigration process, particularly with the new legislation coming in that will use the provisions of the Migration Pact. He's been very clear that he wants a system that's robust, fair, efficient, and enforced. And, you know, he's taken it very clearly that he was going to do that. There were deportations previous to COVID that were slow getting back. But I think, you know, they jumped up to 914 in 2024 from 213 in 2023. So over the term of the last government, deportations were increasing and were once again becoming part of the
We're going to hope that the line holds up. It's just breaking a little bit. Roderick O'Gorman made the point that there was only one line in the programme for government about accommodation for asylum seekers. He says that, you know, to paraphrase him, you're going to run into the sand on that if you don't focus on where these people are going to live and be catered for while they're waiting for decisions to be made on their applications.
Well, I think the important thing is that we increase the we really speed up the time in terms of that decision making process. Jim is intent on getting that time. It's 15 months at the moment between first assessment and appeal. He wants to get that down to 3 months. He is investing considerably in IT and in extra staff, particularly in the appeal side of things, so that we can get that down and get decisions back. Because I think there are many people who are genuinely seeking asylum, but the genuine people are being often with people who have no right to asylum. Mm-hmm. We've got to ensure that the genuine cases are dealt with and catered for, and that those who do not have a right to be here are sent back, given a decision quickly, and that decision is acted on.
What about the people who use the asylum system because they want to come here and work and there's no other way for them to get in here and find a job?
There are other ways. In terms of people who want to work, they're, you know, coming through the work permit system and the various systems we have around visas to do that. That can be done through the work permit system, through employers where we have shortages in the economy. And obviously, an economy which at the moment has full employment, there is a need, and a very important need, right across our hospitality sector, especially in our care sector. And while that need is there, they will always be welcome.
Now, let's move on to your own brief, because you're announcing a review this morning of the nutritional standards of the Hot School Meals programme. So does that tell us that you're listening to the parents who are concerned that that food often isn't up to scratch?
So firstly, I'm actually announcing an expansion of the programme. You know, we're going to go, my predecessor Regina Doherty in 2019 had a pilot scheme of 30 schools for hot school meals at primary level. And now we're going to go to 2,850. So that's a huge increase since 2019, a huge investment. And we're bringing an extra 713 primary schools on board today. As part of that expansion, I am asking the Department of Health, and I'm funding at the Department of Health, to do a report on the nutrition, because I've heard your own show over the last while. I've read reports that there are concerns around nutrition, but I've engaged a really good engagement here. I'm speaking to you from St. Philip's School in Clonsilla. Really good engagement with a supplier here this morning, going through their processes. They have 30 choices for children, very much focused on health, very much focused on local suppliers. And that's where I want this to be, that local suppliers, nutritious, but that we have it available in every primary school in the country.
Yeah, I mean, I have experience of the hot school meals as well in my own family. And, you know, every day there is a choice on that menu, something like a chicken fillet roll, a sausage baguette, pizza and wedges. Is that what you would expect from that system?
Well, we're moving and I'm changing that from September, foods that is high in saturated fat, high in sugar and high in salt will be removed from the choices.
Completely gone.
We'll be engaging. Yeah, you know, we have, they're there as what's known as the treat day for Friday, a lot of it, Claire. We're removing that. It's also a choice. You know, it's a choice of the parents or a choice of the children. So it's not enforced on them.
Yeah, I know, but it does. So I know what you're saying, that it's there on a Friday. It's actually, there's at least one poor choice there every day in my experience. I'm sure in the experience of a lot of parents around the country. And it sets you up for a battle with your child when you have to navigate that ordering process and that choice is there. So you're saying it'll be gone Monday to Thursday, it'll be there on a Friday.
We're going to restrict any food that is high in saturated fat, high in sugar, high in salt from the program entirely from September. And we're going to focus in with suppliers on foods that, you know, are high in nutrition. But, you know, you also have to, they're tough audiences, and, you know, you have to engage the pupils in this as well. And we had a really good discussion with sixth class here. They gave us some ideas as to what they like. Overall, though, they liked the food that was on offer. They liked the healthy food that was on offer. They got the link at sixth class in terms of nutrition, food, and their ability to study. Mm-hmm. It is difficult when you have a cohort of children from 5 or 6 up to 13. They all have different needs, and we're trying to capture that.
But right. What prompted you, Minister, to want to remove the fat, the sugar and the salt? Were there particular menu choices that you saw on those menus where you said that's just not acceptable?
No, when I took over on the 23rd of January, you know, obviously, I'm very much aware from my own friends, my own even discussions you cover quite regularly, that there are concerns around the menu choices. And this is one of the issues that I raised with officials. It had been raised before. Toronto Social Protection led out in 2024. We set up an interdepartmental committee with the Department of Health and the Department of Education exactly around this, around the scheme, around the nutrition. So, you know, there was a lot of work done before I came in terms of addressing nutrition and putting nutrition at the heart of the program, and doing that while expanding it. You know, I think, Claire, while we're focusing on this, we have gone from 30 schools in 2019, and by this September we have over 3,000 schools, and I think that needs to be taken into account and remembered as well.
Yeah,
that this is a serious expansion, a serious investment.
A lot of people welcome the fact that the hot school meal is there, but it's a golden opportunity to get it right and to teach children about the food, the importance of preparation, the importance of healthy food, and the importance of Irish food and locally sourced food.
And I want to do that. And I really struck by the supplier I met here today, Midlands Base, supplying 500 schools right around the country. You know, looking at their supplier list, they're focusing on Irish suppliers, on local suppliers. I've looked at the technology they're using in terms of keeping the food warm. And, you know, we want to do that. And yes, where there are people not living up to that standard, then they will be rooted out. I want to increase the inspections that we do. I want to increase the depth of those inspections across the country. But I will do that in the framework of expert advice from nutritionists, people who are actually qualified in this space. And I've asked the Department of Health to get that report to me by the end of this year, by the end of this calendar year. And we will make calls and make decisions based on that report. Mm-hmm. But overall, Claire, as I said, this is a big investment on the part of the Department of Social Protection.
And you've said that you'll be up to 3,000 schools. Is 320 a day enough to provide hot food per pupil?
Look, I've looked at the school here. I mean, I've looked at the supplier, the options that they're giving on that budget, and, you know, they're delivering that. But, you know, we will look at what the nutritionist comes back to me with, and we will engage with the Department of Public Expenditure if there is a need to. But certainly from the supplier I've seen here this morning, 30 different options. The majority of them, Claire, very vast majority of them, are what I would call nutritious and healthy, and have good local suppliers at their heart. And they're doing that on the existing budget.
You mentioned waste there. And in some cases, I know it's not the same everywhere, but in some cases, you'll have a 5-year-old child in junior infants getting the same size portion as somebody in sixth class. And most of it will come home in that case. Is that something that you want to address?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want food waste. I just really don't want to see that in any part of any of our schemes. And, you know, food is such an important important commodity, and there are many people who don't get enough of it. So I don't want to be facilitating the waste of it. And we're going to look at that in terms of portions and that. As you said, though, as you said, that is in the minority cases. I am struck, as I've been preparing over the last few weeks for this, the amount of attention that's going into portions, the amount of attention and work that's going into address allergy issues, which are very, very important. The amount of schools that have no nut policies in terms of their school meals. And the whole basis of this scheme, Claire, is that it's dealt with at school level deliberately so that it can be responsive to the specific needs of specific schools. And that's really important.
Now, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you more generally about what the Taoiseach was talking about in here yesterday. I mean, he said... it's clear from what he said to me and what we've heard from the money ministers as well about the prospect of a downturn. Investment in housing and infrastructure will be protected. But none of them have mentioned that social protection is ring-fenced. Does that concern you that you might be and your department on the front line of any cutbacks?
No, the Department of Social Protection is there to defend people and protect people at a time of economic challenge. And, you know, we are ready. We've, the department, I want to thank everybody in the department, have done enormous work over the last number of years in preparing IT systems and preparing a response that, you know, if we need to, and hopefully we won't, we can step up and respond. Earlier this month, we launched the new pay-related employment job seekers benefit, so that for the first time in many decades, your job seekers benefit is now, it's somewhat connected to what your earnings were. So we're preparing our systems, we're continuing with that, and I know the Taoiseach is very, very determined that the Department of Social Protection will be resourced to respond to whatever challenge is necessary, and that's why we're in a position to invest 300 million euro in a school hot school meals program that will feed our youngest cohort of our population.
All right, we'll let you go. Thank you for being with us, Minister for Social Protection, Dara Khaleeri. Now, later on in the show, we're going to talk about that Russian intelligence gathering ship, which has been spotted in Irish controlled waters. Next, though, we'll have the very latest on the threat by Ursula von der Leyen to expand the transatlantic trade war if talks with the US President Donald Trump fail.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.